Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. I said, think of a verb in its present and past tense forms, drop the first letter of each word, and the result will name two vehicles. What are they? Well, the verbs are strike and its past tense form struck. Drop the first letters and you get trike and truck.
We got over 1,300 responses, and our winner this week is Ginger Nordahl of Cave Junction, Oregon. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So, Ginger, how did you figure it out?
I worked from the verb characteristics. It couldn't just be a verb. You add a D to the end, and I figured out it had to have multiple consonants at the beginning, and then, I don't know, strike just popped into my head, so there it was.
There you go. I'm told you're an artist.
I dabble.
What do you dabble in? What do you work with?
Watercolor, and then my husband does pottery, so he throws the pots and I decorate them, and it's a great collaboration, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Oh, gosh, I hope so.
All right. I'm sure you are. Take it away, Will.
All right, Ginger, appropriately for what you do, today's puzzle is called Lost Arts. I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word has the consecutive letters A-R-T somewhere inside it. Lose the art and close up the remaining letters and you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said social events and baked desserts, you would say parties and pies.
Oh, okay.
Okay, number one is beginning. And what bees do?
Starting and sting.
Nice job. Number two, an ancient Greek warrior and a bridge. And I'll tell you the ancient Greek warrior. It's not a specific one. It's one from...
Like a Spartan.
Like a Spartan, yeah.
And
the bridge would be...
Span.
Span, nice. A cocktail often served with an olive and a short, short skirt.
A martini and a mini.
That's it. A person who serves drinks and a drinking spree.
Yeah, a bartender and a bender.
Nice. A written grant of rights, as for a college. And best actress Oscar winner for Moonstruck.
Well, that would be Charter and Cher.
That's it. Good. A zealous supporter of one side in politics. And resident of an Italian city with a leaning tower.
Pisa should be the Leaning Tower City.
Right. And a resident of Pisa would be what?
Oh, Pisan?
Yes.
Oh, partisan. Partisan and a Pisan. Okay.
Pisan. Nice job. Exchanging goods without using money. And Alaska's blank strait.
Bartering and bearing.
Good. Ravaged by military conflict. That's a hyphenated word. And the second clue is threadbare.
War-torn and worn.
Nice. A person who steals autos. That's a two-word phrase. And the C of CEO.
Car thief and chief.
Oh, man, that's good. Here's your last one. This is a vocabulary tester, I'm afraid. Oblongs. Try this. Oblongs enclosing Egyptian hieroglyphs. And sofas.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Yeah, your first clue is oblongs enclosing Egyptian hieroglyphs. You know, Egyptian hieroglyphs, they got those symbols, and then there is an oval or an oblong around it. What are those things called?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay, and let's work backward. What is a sofa?
A couch.
Good. Now,
A cartouche.
Ah, you got it.
You
cartouches and
great.
Couches. You did know it.
Yeah. Ginger, you must feel good.
I survived.
You did better than survive. You did amazingly well. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Ginger, which member station do you listen to?
JPR, Jefferson Public Radio in Ashland.
That's Ginger Nordahl of Cave Junction, Oregon. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. This was a bucket list thing for me.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad we could make that come true. Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, this week's challenge comes from listener Judy Grant of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Think of a famous actor, first and last names, that together contain each of the five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, exactly once. Add an M and rearrange the result to get a famous writer, also first and last names. Who are these famous people? So again, famous actor, first and last names, contains all five vowels. Add an M, rearrange the result to get a famous writer, also first and last names. Who are these famous people?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.